Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. How are you all liking the charade? How are you all liking the complete bullshit? And I was going to name this video, The Spell Has Been Broken, because we know the spell has been broken. The old magic does not work in the new paradigm. We're all watching this in disbelief, and it's a fucking joke. It's a fucking joke. But all right, hold on. Let's get into this. I'm going to call it the gut punch, because I've heard through the grapevine, through a lot of the people, my dog just walked away from me. He doesn't really care about my shows. So I've heard from the people that I've talked to, we may suffer a gut punch. Okay, this is maybe the gut punch 107 has been talking about for quite a while. Could Trump get indicted? Okay, it looks like a very high possibility. Okay, and that's why you saw Ivanka Trump and all them saying, oh, well, we accept this, we accept that. Oh, what are you talking about? Because we're looking at him maybe getting indicted. So there's a method to the madness, folks. Stay with me. Stay with me. I'm going to bring you into this nice and easy from the intel I'm getting. But first, folks, you can Venmo me, D-Rod1977, D-ROD1977. You can get my book on Amazon, When the Lights Go Out, When the Lights Go Out. Ticka, 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 when the lights go out. I wrote this book on my iPhone in 1 month. Everyone's like, did you have a ghostwriter? Did you have a ghostwriter? No, I didn't. I wrote it myself. I wrote that entire book myself. The Mexican Mix, my mama's book. She also wrote this book herself. The Mexican Mix on Amazon, on Amazon, on Amazon. Thank you so much for anybody giving me my super chat. Anybody who's helping me out on that, you guys are awesome. I might miss some here and there, but how do you guys like my Flash Gordon hat? Or I don't know what this is. I like it. I'm going to start wearing more extreme attire. Let's start, folks. Stay with me. I got a lot to talk about. Let's talk about keto with Nino, baby. Keto with Nino. Check this out. Many people today struggle to manage their weight. But this is more true than ever after the age of 20. This is because after the age of 20, our body's metabolism slows down by as much as 4% every decade. That's a major risk to our health. Luckily, there's a way to help get the fast metabolism back and do it in time for summer. So you can look good on a beach or at the lake. This amazing keto power, for example, helped me lose weight faster than anything I've ever tried. It works by increasing the ketone levels inside your body, which in turn support a boosted metabolism. With just a single scoop a day, one scoop a day, folks, that's all I take. I take it with my coffee. I saw big improvements for my metabolism and weight loss. It does work. I used to take this when I was cutting weight for fighting, too. I've unlocked a deal for my audience, and you get 51% off by clicking the link below, folks. Hit the link below. Yeah. If you're not ready for some Nino in the morning, you better be. Send to your liberal friends. Dude, he's just so obnoxious. He's just crazy. I don't know. There's something about him that he's. All right, here we go. Spotify. Nino's Corner on Spotify. Etsy is Nino's Corner store, but I got patriotwear.com up now where you can buy some really cool shit. I'm not in charge of that store. I teamed up with some friends that made it happen for me. And it's as professional as it gets. I mean, it's beautiful. It's one of my biggest accomplishments. PatriotWear.com, we have all the coolest shit on there. All the coolest shit on PatriotWear.com. You can get your Sancho shirt. It only works with the stash, huh? Telegram is Nino's Corner. I don't know what's going on with my Telegram. I'm starting to wonder if they put a governor on that. Just like everything else is growing except my Telegram and my Twitter. It's like, I don't know. Who knows? But my Getter is Nino's Corner. My Getter is Nino's Corner. True Social, baby. True Social, baby. Yeah. Is David Rodriguez Boxer. David Rodriguez Boxer on True Social. Twitter is Nino Boxer. Instagram, which I'm heavily shadow banned on. I don't even get on there. I throw some pictures up here and there just to test it, to see what it does. I used to have like 155,000 people in there. Now I got like 145. I'm dropping like a fucking lead balloon. Is David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. And I have two accounts. David Nino Rodriguez Boxer on Instagram and Nino's Truth. You get the, you go on there and join me on Instagram where I post random shit because I'm so shadow banned. Nino's Corner.tv, folks, this is your one-stop shop. One-stop shop. One-stop shop for Nino's Corner.tv is everything you need to know about the deep state war. That's it. That's the best way I can say it. It's a one-stop shop. If you don't want to scour the internet looking for everything, go to my site, Nino's Corner.tv, where I have amazing guests every day, almost every day, giving you the intel you fucking need, okay, on this war that's being waged on humanity. And I'm doing my best to bring you the best guests and even people that you may think are full of shit so you could properly vet them yourselves. I have people on there that I agree with, and I have people on there that I disagree with, but I'll never show it. I have a poker face. The poker face. I think I have a pretty good poker face. I mean, in boxing, I had to have it. No matter how hurt in boxing you get, you got to keep the same. You were trained to do that. You keep the same face. You can't be like, oh, fuck, that fucking hurt. You cannot show any emotion in the boxing ring. None. Not even anger. People have a misconception about that. In the boxing ring, you keep the same fucking face. If the guy lands a massive body shot on you where you feel like you're going to shit your shorts or you feel like you're almost going to get knocked out, you keep the same face. It's an incredible sport. Boxing is an incredible sport. That's why when you watch it and you see these guys fighting and they have no emotion, you're like, oh, this looks easy. It looks like I can do it. No, you can't. No, you can't. Every movement in boxing, from this to this, catching front, is learned. And it takes thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of times of repetition. Anyway, I don't know where I went off of that, but Nino's Corner.tv, I have Juan O'Savin coming on. Juan O'Savin coming on with an update, the lay of the land. He's going to give us the lay of the land and what he sees. Terry Clark is coming on. Andrew Z is coming on. Nick from Pervy Woods coming on. Mel K. Patel Patriot. And Wayne Jett. Wayne Jett, folks. All coming on Nino's Corner.tv this week and into next week. And without further ado, coming at you live from the apocalypse, folks. Yeah, let's go, bitch. Fuck yeah. Bring it. You ain't got shit, and you all know it. You don't got shit. Fucking pussies. The gut punch. That's the best they can do. They're probably going to indict Trump. They're probably going to do it. I'm saying it here. But don't worry. The spell has been broken. We all know we're watching horse shit. It's complete fucking horse shit. So welcome to the illusion, this circus of illusion, where what you thought you saw, you didn't really see. It's a circus. Ooh, you think this happened? No, it didn't. And I'm skirting around words here, folks. There's things I really want to say, but I only say them on ninoscorner.tv. So the MSM magic on the American people is over. And basically what we're watching right now in this charade of horseshit is old magic tricks that don't work anymore. That's the best way I can put it. They're old magic tricks that just don't work anymore, folks. And then you got to think, the J6 charade, why the sudden stop? Why the sudden stop? Oh, wait, we've seen this before. We've seen the sudden stop before, haven't we? Gee, when did this happen? When's the last time they just suddenly needed to stop everything? Ooh, they need to go back to the drawing board, I guess. Maybe re-strategize, maybe doctor up some evidence. It's like we're watching a fucking David Copperfield illusion act. It's complete bullshit. And there's things I cannot say on here. But all that's happening, folks, is that they're exposing themselves further and further and digging a deeper and deeper hole for themselves. Trust me when I tell you this. It's agonizing as fuck to watch. Especially when you see Trump's daughter come out there. But there's, folks, there's a method to the madness. Let me just explain. And you got Bill Barr. I have a good impersonation of Bill Barr. I don't know if any of you, can I get a thumbs up if you all heard what Bill Barr said? Can I get a thumbs up? Because it won't work. My impersonation won't work on Bill Barr unless you heard what he said. Did you guys watch what he said, hear what he said, Bill Barr? Can I get some thumbs up? So you all heard him. You all heard the traitor, okay? The black hat. I'm going to give you my impersonation. In about, halfway through his first sentence, I kind of zoned out. I zoned out on it. And I was thinking to myself, this is what I'm hearing. So Bill Barr is going into his, and this is what I heard. This is all that I heard. That's my impersonation of Bill Barr. Detached from reality. It's a fucking joke. You know, okay, this is how I look at it. Let me give you a little analogy, folks. It's like you're a witness at a bank robbery. You see the bank robbers go in. You see them take all the shit. You see them kill a few people and leave. And you go, wow, I just witnessed a bank robbery. And they weren't wearing any masks. You call the police. The police come. When the police arrive, you go, holy fuck, it's the bank robbers. The same people that robbed the bank are the police. And you start freaking out. And they're like, what are you talking about? You're all, you were the motherfuckers that robbed the bank. And they're like, No, we're not. What are you talking about? Then you go and you take a report down and you're sitting there taking the report. And it's the same motherfucker that robbed the bank looking at you going, okay, who did you see? And you're like, it was you. And they're like, no, it was not me. You're delusional. You're detached from reality. And you're like, I know it was you. I know you were the one that what fucking robbed the bank. And you're taking the police report. That's where we're at. That is exactly where we are at. How you like them apples? Bam! I ain't going out like a punk. So it's like we're in Alice in Wonderland, or we're like in the Twilight Zone. It's like the fucking Twilight Zone. What you thought you saw, you did not see. I hope I'm doing my best here without saying anything. Because that's the way I got to do it. And my glasses are fogging up again. I start sweating around my eyes. How do you guys like the Sancho shirts? A few of you bought the Sancho shirts. I appreciate that. So Donald Trump's closest campaign advisors, top government officials, and even his family were dismantling his false claims. But the defeated president seemed detached from reality. Boy, oh boy. Boy, oh boy. Do you realize what a threat this man is that they're still going after him? Because he represents us, the American people, folks. They're after you. He's just in the way. So Trump's daughter disowns his election claims. Ivanka Trump told the Democratic-led January 6th committee that she had accepted her father's loss to dickhead. So Ivanka told, she's accepted it, but she did not deny. So, okay. You have, it's kind of like playing a tea game or like having a, like your, my little niece or nephews or whatever. When you play with them, you have to go into their reality. You have to be like, oh yeah, there's a monster in the closet. Oh yeah, there's a monster under the bed. Oh, yeah. Hulk smash. That's what you have to do with these people. That's what she's doing. She's basically accepting that, letting them have what they need so they don't go further, pursue further, but giving them their little fantasy. Ooh, yeah, we accepted it. We accepted it. Does that make you feel better? So it's the same thing. It's like when you're playing with your little kids and you have to be in their little reality. You have to partake in their fantasy. That's what we're doing right now. That's what she's doing. It's all strategy. You have to partake in their fantasy. Do you get it? I hope you guys give me a thumbs up if you understand what the fuck I'm trying to say here. Because I got to dance around everything. So they stop suddenly. They stop suddenly, right? So now they're like, oh, fuck. Remember when Cruz asked, Who's Ray Epps? Who's Ray Epps? The FBI's response. I don't know. I can't take it anymore. So Ted Cruz finally demands answers from the FBI about January 6th. The FBI's answer is chilling. The FBI's answer is chilling because they don't have an answer. I cannot answer that. Hold on. Blah, blah, blah. Fuck you, man. Rachel Maddow changes her tune all of a sudden. It's kind of weird. It's, a few of them are like backtracking, backpedaling. So there's a clip of Rachel Maddow. Meets Rachel Maddow. That's following the J6 bullshit with not the same rhetoric anymore. Not the same rhetoric. I don't know. Have you guys seen Rachel Maddow? Have you seen her talking? Kind of backpedaling on everything now, right? There's a lot of strange shit happening right now, folks. I'm watching this closely, but I'm hearing that Trump still might be indicted, okay? So that could be the big gut punch for all of us. Just putting it out there, that could be the gut punch. Rachel Maddow is the sexiest thing on earth. Oh, geez. Ugh. And as all this is happening, they know Biden's failing. He's failing miserably, okay? Biden is failing miserably, that the Democrats now are even disowning him. They're disowning him. But that doesn't mean they don't have tricks up their sleeves, folks. So as he crashes the economy, destroys America, sending us to Venezuela, folks, and if you fucking think I'm joking, go try to pay for a gallon of gas and just wait a month from now where it's going to be. Where do you think gas is going to be in a month from now? Are the interest rates over 6% now? I think they just did. I think they just went over 6%. The whole economy is on fire. But remember, folks, we have to burn the old system. We must burn the old system. It has to destroy it itself. And what we're watching is the cannibalization of the Democrat and rhinos. We're all witnessing this. It's the exposing. It's the great awakening. Find your God courage. A little bit of Flash Gordon and a little bit of God courage. All right. Do the Democrats already have their own Trump that could win in 2024? Now, folks, I'm saying it here. If this goes to 2024 and nothing's done and they actually put someone like Oprah Winfrey out there to make it believable, I'm fucking getting a cabin in the woods. I'm getting a cabin in the woods and I'm disappearing from this. I'm going to go live my life and go fishing and relax, maybe smoke some heroin. I don't know. I'm going to be doing something different than this because this is fucked. If this happens, where we get to 2024 with nothing being done, and they put Oprah Winfrey up there, I'm out. I'm done. I'm getting a cabin in the woods. I'm calling it right here. The worst kept secret in American politics is now on full display. After interviewing nearly 50 Democrat officials about 2024, the New York Times has a message for Joe Biden. Get out. So like now they're taking the side of the conservatives. Yeah, we don't like him either. We don't like him either. But we're just going to replace him with another puppet. Maybe Oprah Winfrey. Maybe Dwayne The Rock Johnson. That fucking fraud. Yeah, I said it. No hard feelings, though, Uncle Joe. The party isn't angry with Biden. The party isn't angry with Biden. It's worse than that. The party seems to feel sorry for him. They feel sorry for him because they're liberals. Ooh, he just has some dementia. He's just a little off. He's a Trojan horse. That's right. Biden has reached the pity stage of his presidency. Just listen to what former Obama strategist David Axelrod told the Times. The presidency is a monstrosity taxing job, and the stark reality is the president would be closer to 90 than 80 at the end of the second term, and that would be a major issue. So they're already looking on replacing him. Beware of this. After praising Biden's accomplishments, Axelrod continued, he looks his age and isn't as agile in front of the camera as he once was. Really? When was he ever? If it's the same fucking guy, have you seen pictures of him 10 years ago, 5 years ago, and now? Unless he's had a complete fucking makeover, he's not the same. I don't see the same guy, and I'm sure a lot of you feel the same way. Something's fucking weird. He looks like a fucking drone. I don't know. Or how about the most obvious choice? The billionaire celebrity, so world famous, she only needs one name. Oprah. This is a real article. It's a real article. Folks, like I said, if we get to 24 and nothing has happened, I'm moving to fucking Mexico. I'm going. I'm out. I'm not fucking doing this anymore. I'm not doing this anymore. Serious. If we get to that point and they just replace him with Oprah, America's gone. I'm in this fight right now because I feel we can win.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
If we get to 24 and they put Oprah up on the platform and she's, it's over, folks. Just saying. Mitch McConnell, another fucking fraud, another traitor. Mitch McConnell says he will likely vote for gun control, a gun control bill that includes red flag laws. Now, folks, this is important to listen to. I've done some research on this. Now, the Patriot Act, the J6 committee coming up, what's happening right now, and red flag laws, they're going to be able to target any American they damn well please, which they already can. They already can. If you watch Alfredo Luna, my interview with Alfredo, it was pretty fucking jaw-dropping. But I'm going to say this. They do this nationally, these red flag laws, we're all in fucking trouble. We're all in trouble, especially these influencers. That's why you all need to find your God courage. Your God courage. All of you. All of you. We need to be united, whether you're black, Chinese, gay, straight, whatever. We're losing our country. We're losing it. We're losing it. Y'all been duped. All you liberals, it's time to come on over for some Nino. Hi. Nice to meet you. I don't like you, but I hope you're watching my program. So Mitch McConnell's getting ready to infringe on your rights, folks. Remember these people. Remember them. In a bombshell, judge approves unsealing of documents linking Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell to the Clintons. So updated info, Ghislaine Maxwell has recently reported that she wishes to serve in a UK prison so she can be closer to her family. You know what? Fuck this bitch. What is she? This fucking we shouldn't be giving her anything. She should be locked in a dungeon and scared to death like she did the children. The Sun reported she is due to be sentenced on June 28th after being locked up at the Hellhole Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, New York. Maxwell will have to spend the first 3 years in prison stateside under U.S. law, but can then apply to return to the U.K., a source told the Mail on Sunday. She will submit her request as soon as she is able to, so she is closer to her family. Folks, this is why you have to believe that the White Hats are doing something, because shit like this would never have happened if the White Hats weren't making moves. This would have never been brought to light. This would have never been brought to light. Judge Loretta Preska ruled Thursday that dozens of documents about Ghislaine Maxwell's personal affairs would be unsealed in the next 2 weeks. Next 2 weeks, folks. She also stated that unsealing the documents would impact Maxwell's right to a fair trial in November, as her lawyers have claimed. Virginia Roberts Guffrey, one of Jeffrey Epstein's victims, sued Maxwell for defamation to obtain her financial records. Guffrey's lawyers demanded an extensive amount of documents from Maxwell, including the financial statements connecting her to the Clintons. The Clintons are in everything, aren't they? They're just everywhere. Oh, boy. Wait till you find out about Haiti. Oh, there's so much on these fucking people, let me tell you. But they seem so slippery, don't they? They just keep sliding out of shit. That's what turds do. One section of the order reads, from January 12, 2012 to the present, produce all documents concerning any source of funding for the Terramac Project, Maxwell's nonprofit, or any other not-for-profit entities in which you're associated. Including but not limited to funding received from the Clinton Global Initiative, the Clinton Foundation, Bill and Hillary Chelsea Clinton Foundation, and the Clinton Foundation, all these foundations, Clinton Foundation Climate Change Initiative. So they're, you know, I mean, Climate Change Initiative, all the good shit. Evil disguised as virtue. Evil disguised. Do you guys like my hat? I used to be really fast as a heavyweight. I had like a middleweight speed, but I could crack like a truck. I was probably the hardest puncher in the division. That's no joke. Go look at my record. Plus, I knocked everybody out. I used to love to knock fucking people. I used to love to knock people out, man. I still want to knock people out. I fucking crave it. Russian military moving in Nicaragua. Nicaragua. Russian military moving into Nicaragua, targeting U.S.-funded BSL-3 VO. I can't say this. Okay, so they're... Oh, man. I don't know why I put this in there if I can't even talk about it. This is from CBS on Saturday. Nicaragua gives Russia permission for Russian troops to enter the country. For those who don't know geography, Nicaragua is in Central America, 1,600 miles from the Texas border. Nicaragua President Daniel Ortega signed a decree on 6-8-22 allowing Russian troops to carry out law enforcement duties, humanitarian aid, rescue, and search missions on emergencies or natural disasters. Russian spokeswoman Maria, there is so much happening behind the scenes, folks. All the moving parts right now, I just talked to Juan, and there's so much happening. There's so much happening behind the scenes, but you'll never know it because you watch the mainstream media. But guess what, folks? I'm the news now. We are the news now. Every single one of us. We are all the news now. Turn your fucking TVs off. If you're watching the MSM, you think we're losing. And it looks like it because the economy's going to hell. Biden's still up there. The milkworm. I call him milkworm. I don't know what a milkworm is, but he looks like a milkworm to me. But there's the inner workings right now are not going in the way of the globalists. Let me tell you that. Let me tell you that. We're going to fucking win this. I'm hopium. So we are talking about a routine twice a year, they're saying. So the Nicaraguan president, this is twice a year. We do this every year. Procedure for the adoption of Nicaraguan law on the temporary admission of foreign military personnel to its territory in order to develop cooperation in various areas, including humanitarian and emergency responses, combating organized crime and drug trafficking. You need Russian troops to do that? I don't know, folks. But whatever they give you, you all eat it up because you don't think. Well, at least not my audience. I know you all think. Right? I hope. Let me know if I'm doing a good job, folks. This is new to me. I went from the ring to this, so it's kind of a strange transition. Steven Seagal for ambassador. That guy should be ambassador of nothing. Of nothing. Oh, gosh. What a cheese dick. Complete cheese dick that guy is. But he knows every... Don't get me started on Steven Seagal. Bud says $863 million in Biden stimulus payments went to 597,000 prison inmates. $863 million in Biden stimulus payments went to 597,000 prison inmates. Newly released Department of the Treasury data by... Representative Ted Budd revealed that at least $863 million in economic impact payments under President Joe Biden's American Rescue Plan went to more than 597,000 incarcerated individuals in 2021. Inmates. Nearly 600,000 incarcerated individuals receiving upwards of $1 billion is a disgrace to hardworking taxpayers of North Carolina. What's most appalling is that every Senate Democrat voted to allow these payments to prisoners on March 6, 2021. Bud said in June 10th statement making the information public. It's genius. They take your money to destroy the country. You're paying for it. We're all paying for it. It's one big fucking mafia, man. Wholesale prices rose 10.8% in May. So wholesale prices rose a whopping 10.8% in May, near a record annual place. our pace. The producer price index rose 0.8% for the month and 10.8% over the past year. The monthly gain was in line with estimates, and the annual gain was slightly off the record 11.5% hit earlier this year. The data is significant in that prices at the wholesale level feed through to consumer prices. You know, I call out a lot of people on here. You know, you hear me say, this guy, fuck that guy. Because that's where I'm at. I don't care anymore. I hate frauds. I hate frauds. I hate people with no backbone. And I can call them out. What are they going to do, fight me? We hope. I would love to. I really need to get back in the gym, start hitting the bag or something, man. Get my frustrations out because it's just ridiculous. I'm taking it out on a computer. And I don't know really what I'm doing, to be honest. Like, honestly, I come out here and I do this every day or every other Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9:30 a.m. Mount Center. I'm doing this and I'm thinking to myself, why am I doing this? Why? It's like so fucking crazy. I go from boxer to YouTuber. Hi, guys. I'm a YouTuber now. Oh! 30-year mortgage rate surges to 6.28%, up from 5.5% just a week ago. A week ago, it was 5.5%. A week ago, okay? Now it's at 6.28%, and it's going to keep going up, just like your gas. Everyone's going to be riding a skateboard to work. But that's the whole objective here, folks. He's here to break the economy so he can take you into the Great Reset where you don't need gas-powered cars anymore. You drive your little electric cars. And they turn off on you if you don't pay your taxes. They're connected to a system. You can't go on long road trips. You can't go in rural areas. You can't go to national parks anymore. That's what they have in store for you because they want to protect the environment. Bill Barr, once more. All right. That's what I heard. 30-year mortgage rate surges to 6.28%. I already said that. Okay, so we all know rates are going up. Housing market. Property values fall across U.S., Europe on bite from inflation. So now property values are falling. The U.S. and European real estate markets are experiencing downward shift in prices as buyers fall away. According to the global chief investment officer of Hines, one of the largest closely held real estate investors in the world. Prices have fallen by about 5 to 10% compared to a year earlier in some areas, according to David L. Steinbach, with Europe following a trajectory set in the U.S. I think we're in for a rough few months. Rough few months, buddy. Rough. How disconnected are these people? I'm guessing this guy's pretty smart, but severely, severely disconnected on what the fuck's going on here. This year is going to be choppy water. Yeah. I'll say. Gut punch is coming. From what I hear, a gut punch is coming, folks. Could Trump get indicted? That's why they had to stop everything and go back and doctor up evidence. Who knows what they're doing, folks? It's the same thing. They remember the last time everything needed to stop? What'd they do to you? And they did it on Fox, didn't they? They did it on Fox, on every network. Oh, we got to stop. There's been a leak. Queerness is divine. Methodist Church first drag queen pastor. God is nothing. How are you a pastor and how are you saying God is nothing? A Methodist church has its first drag queen pastor. Does that even... We're living in fucking the Twilight Zone. A drag queen pastor. In a new poem, a gender-bending minister for the nation's third largest denomination, says queerness is divine. So queerness is divine. Y'all are watching a man lose his mind on air. Sorry. I don't know. I'm sure I just expressed myself the way you all feel. I bet you all of you can relate to the way I act, because it's crazy. It's all about deception, confusion, confusing the masses, creating this category, creating that group, creating that subgroup, and then that group, and getting us all divided and fighting with each other to where they could just rape you in the economy. Do you see that's how it's going? Wake up! Wake up! All this bullshit they put on the mainstream media, I keep you distracted while they give it to you real good. And your liberal friends are the ones that are reactionary. They fall for it. They fall for all of it. They're still open-minded. They believe in science. It wasn't long ago that I myself believed in evolution. But I'm talking to too many people. I'm conducting too many interviews to where there's a question mark on everything. Everything I thought I knew is fucking wrong. It's wrong. Is the Earth flat? Is the Earth round? I've never been to space. I can't fucking tell you. But anyone who has a debate about any of this shit, they're just regurgitating what they learned in school. I don't know. None of this. Our reality is not what we think it is, folks. I'm going to tell you that right now. And what throws a huge monkey wrench in evolution? If you guys need to read the source field investigations by David Wilcock, that's a good book. But what throws a huge monkey wrench in evolution is the Nephilim, the giants. I believe they existed. And where'd they come from? I mean, it's just obvious. I don't know. School, we've all been indoctrinated from a very young age, all of us. We all have programming, all of us. And we need to break from it and start asking questions. In what the fuck news? Man, this is good, folks. All right, so let's have some fun here. I got a good one for what the fuck news. I appreciate you, any of you giving me on the super chat. I appreciate it. It keeps me doing what I'm doing. Anybody giving me a Venmo, I appreciate it. Anybody going to ninoscorner.tv, your one-stop shop for underbelly deep state, the underbelly of deep state war, the war we're in right now, ninoscorner.tv. You don't have to scour the internet and look for things. You can find it all right there. So let's get into some what the fuck news, shall we? Man arrested. This is crazy. Man arrested for leaving flowers on fiance's grave. Found guilty of littering. Thank you, Juliana. So man arrested for leaving flowers on fiance's grave is found guilty of littering. How, you may ask? An Alabama man who planted flowers on a gravesite of his fiance and was arrested at the direction of the woman's disapproving father was found guilty of littering this week. About a month after Winston Winchester Higgins got engaged, his fiance Hannah Ford was killed in a three-car crash in January 2021 that shattered what was supposed to be the happiest time of their lives. To honor the 27-year-old, Higgins placed a planter box full of fresh flowers and photos with the two of them on her grave in Auburn, Alabama. But earlier this year, Higgins was arrested on a charge of criminal littering. City officials had reassured him that he could put the planter at Ford's gravesite unless there was a complaint. Then he discovered that a complaint had been filed by the Reverend Tom Ford. His fiance's father. The police don't enforce the law unless the owner of the plot tries to do something about it, Higgins told the Washington Post earlier this year, adding that his late fiance's father did not approve of their relationship. You can't even put flowers on her site, son. And this is from a reverend. Aren't you supposed to be forgiving? Aren't you a Christian? Just saying. I got some good interviews coming up today. Today I got Terry Clark coming on. Man, I got Patel Patriot, Mel K, 107. I think I'm going to be talking to Trennis, one of the J6 defendants. And we're going to do a roundtable. It's going to be good, folks. So I'm going to have a busy day today. A busy day today. I hope I'm entertaining. I hope I keep you guys on your feet, your eyes open, ears open. I hope all of you are turning off your television sets. Turn them off. They're no good for you. It's poison. All of it. Julia Pitt, thank you. Folks, we're going to win this. We are going to win this. I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't feel we're going to win it. That's why I put my ass out here every day. Am I psychic? No, but I have faith. I have faith. And I believe we're going to pull this off. But it's going to be fucking hard. And we all need to unite, come together. I'm against violence. I have to say it. I'm against violence. It's an information war. Keep the information flowing. That's what they're trying to stop. We need to wake everybody up. That's all it's about. Information. Don't let it get fucking kinetic. We go kinetic. We give them what they want and we fail. Folks, stay with me on this. Unite together. Make friends. I'm coming up with a really badass website for that. We all need to network. We all need to stay together and we need to pray. I'm sorry. That's the way it is. If you turned away from God, turn back to God. Turn back to God. The phone's always there. My mom always said, he's always on the line. Just pick it up. He's always there. We're always connected to God. All right, folks, that's it for me today. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting. Later, folks.